You can use this easy guide to Spanish verbs as a standalone course or to complement the complete ProSpanish program. Okay, let's make a start. Here are the three verbs that we're going to use to introduce our tenses. Comprar, to buy. Comer, to eat. And vivir, to live. So comprar, comer, vivir. What you can see here is the infinitive, the whole verb, before it gets changed. So in English, we would say to do something. And in Spanish, that to aspect, the unchanged before it becomes I or you or we or they, has either an AR ending, an ER ending, or an IR ending. Now, infinitives are quite useful on their own anyway. So, for example, if we wanted to say, I need to eat, we'd say, I need, necesito, and to eat, comer, necesito comer, I need to eat. So we haven't changed the infinitive, we've kept it as it is because we want to say to do something. We could say, I need to buy. Necesito comprar. If you don't know this word already, we're going to quickly learn how to say the word something because this will enable us to make some quick, easy sentences to practice our verbs. So to say something, it's algo. 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 Something. Algo. So how would you say, I need to buy something? I need to buy something. Necesito comprar algo. Necesito comprar algo. Okay. If you want to say I buy, we say compro. Compro. So I buy is compro. We've taken off the AR, the to-do bit, and we've added O. So compro. And the same applies to the comer. Comer is to eat. Take the ER off, the to-do bit, and add an O, and we've got como. I live, vivo. So, compro, I buy. Como, I eat. Vivo, I live. Now have a look at the list of infinitives that's been provided, and we'll practice how to say I do in Spanish. I do certain things in Spanish. So, find the word to speak. It's an AR verb, so look in the AR column. Find to speak or to talk, and it's hablar, hablar. So how would you say I speak? Hablo, hablo, hablo. I speak Spanish. Hablo español. Hablo español. And if you want to say, I don't speak Spanish, you just say, no. No hablo español. So I speak, hablo. I don't speak, no hablo. Hablo español, no hablo español. And another AR verb, to visit. Visitar, visitar. So what would I visit be? Visito, visito, visito. I visit Spain, visito España. Let's try an ER one. Let's see. To learn is aprender, aprender, to learn. So I learn is aprendo, aprendo, aprendo. So how would you say I learn Spanish? I learn Spanish. Aprendo español. Aprendo español. And another one could be to drink. Beber. To drink. Beber. How would you say I drink? Bebo. Bebo. I drink something. Bebo algo. Bebo algo. And let's look at an IR one. So, to open. Abrir. Abrir. I open. Abro. Abro. I open. Abro. And we could say, I write. I write. So to write is escribir. How would you say I write? Escribo. Escribo. I write. What about I write something? Escribo algo. Escribo algo. So a quick recap before moving on. We know that our infinitives, our to-do words, either end in AR, or they end in ER, or they end in IR. We know that to say I do something, that's the present, I do something, we take off the ending, and we add O. So, como, I eat. Hablo, I speak. Compro, I buy, etc. If you want to say you do something, remember these sounds, as and s. As, s. I'll explain further in a second, but just repeat that a few times. So you do something, as and s. As and S. So if the verb ends in AR, like comprar, then our ending is AS, A-S. So compras, you buy. Compras, you buy. If it doesn't end in AR, that means it's the other two, ER or IR, then it's S, ending in ES, S. So it would be comes and vives. Comes and vives. So comes, comes, you eat. Vives, you live. So as and es. As and es. So again, you buy would be compras. Compras. You eat would be comes, comes. And you live would be vives, vives. Now, if you want to say do you buy, or do you live, or do you eat, it's exactly the same. The only thing that changes is just the intonation, the tone that you say it in. So, do you live? ¿Vives? ¿Vives en España? ¿Vives aquí? Do you live here? ¿Compras mucho? Do you buy a lot? Exactly the same. So, nice and easy. So, let's practice using our verb list. How would you say... So looking at AR first, how would you say you speak? You speak. Hablas. Hablas. And what about do you speak? Hablas? The same. What about do you speak Spanish? Hablas español? Hablas español? What about do you work? Do you work? You can see to work is trabajar, trabajar. So what would do you work be? Trabajas, trabajas. And if you wanted to say, do you work here? Here is aquí. So you could say, trabajas aquí? Trabajas aquí? Do you work here? Let's have a look at ER. So before it was as for do you because it was AR. And now we're looking at the other two, which aren't AR. So how would you ask the question, do you learn Spanish? ¿Aprendes español? ¿Aprendes español? And what about to ask the question, do you understand? Do you understand? So to understand is comprender, comprender. You understand or do you understand would be comprendes, comprendes. Or maybe you would ask, do you understand Spanish? ¿Comprendes español? And the person could answer, no, I don't understand. No, no comprendo. No, no comprendo. But another ER one. We could ask the question, and what about do you sell? Do you sell? So to sell is vender. If you look at the spelling, you can see where the word vending machine comes from, vending machine. Vender, to sell. So how do you say, do you sell? Vendes. Vendes. So in Spain, in a shop, the question might be, do you sell bread? And bread is pan, P-A-N, pan. So how would you say, do you sell bread? Vendes pan. Vendes pan. And let's have a look at an IR one. So to open, we know is abrir, abrir. How would you ask the question, do you open? Abres, abres. And let's go back to live, vivir. How would you say, do you live in London? Do you live in London? And in London is en Londres, en Londres. So how would you ask, do you live in London? Vives en Londres? Vives en Londres? And the person could answer, no, I live wherever else. No, vivo en Madrid, París, etc. Once you've fully grasped the as and the es for you or do you, you'll find the rest relatively straightforward. If you're not quite sure about what I've just explained, it's worth going back now and just repeating the last few minutes until you're very, very clear about those two endings, as for AR, for do you, and S for ER and IR.